and now it's time to put down that PlayStation Move, get out of home, and listen to Trophy Whore. And here they are, the only whores that give it to you for free. Tricky Mick.
You try to put that in my mouth every week and I spit it down.
Donnie.
I should be able to get it for free.
And Titanic Wang.
I'm the fucking dragon sword.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Whores. This is episode 57. I have taken back the driver's seat. I am Titanic Wang, and up to my right, I have a Donnie.
What up, Doe, everybody? I just woke up. What's happening?
Yeah, and for everyone listening, we have an all-star cast tonight, an all-star cast. You've heard this person's voice before. She is the voice of Trophy Whores. And we have Dr. G Peds.
Hi, just relax and let the Dr. G relieve your gaming pressure.
And can't have Wang without a little bit of moonshine, so I brought Moonshiner on this week.
I'm just glad you introduced Dr. G Peds before us, or you'd have been in trouble.
Yes. I know that. And of course, I can't be a Wang without being hard, so I brought Hard Rock with me.
Damn, why don't we just freaking record a Reset Gamer while we're all on here at the same time, too?
Yeah, let's get Caleb on here. And
might as well. I went like that. Oh, now Donnie's here. No, forget it. That's all right. Hey, Donnie.
Yeah?
Aren't you so excited for the new Kingdom Hearts game?
Why do you do this to me?
Because I can. Because you
hey,
know it's
I like
coming
Kingdom
out on,
Hearts.
It's coming out on the Nintendo 3DS. You know that system that you don't have?
Is it?
It's not the actual Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yes, so. It's Kingdom Hearts 3, dude. Oh. It's the next part of the story.
I gotta read it again. I gotta read it because it looked like the screenshots and all that stuff. Like it takes place in between. Matter of fact, like the remake of Part One. That's exactly what
it's
it is.
It's an original game.
No, it's not. It's a remake.
It's
of part
an original
one.
Game. I'll give you the links.
That's all right. Donnie will just watch every cut scene on YouTube for free.
No. Tell you what. I will be a pal. I will go rent the game or not buy it, and I will stream it over Skype and let you see, watch you see me play it. How about that?
That'd be great.
Just because you're my friend.
That's good. That's what friends do. Thanks.
Oh, fair warning, guys. If I happen to space out or, you know, start yelling like, yeah, like that, I'm in the middle playing the Old Republic right now, so.
Is that what you call it these days?
That's what I call it.
The Old Republic. That's what he tells the girlfriend. Hey, you want to come visit the Old Republic?
No, I tell her if she wants to come touch my lightsaber, that's what it is.
Okay, well, since we are on Trophy Whores, we're going to go ahead and do update trophy count. Donnie, what you up to this week?
Yeah, all right. Oh, wait. One other thing. Why is he being referred to as a Donnie? Like I've heard you guys refer to him like the past couple of episodes. It's like, and we have a Donnie, and I'm like, so a Donnie, what are you doing right now? Hey, a Donnie, is he like?
I just think of him as like an object. Hey, can you hand
just like it, Wayne, to think of me as a piece of meat?
You know, can you hand me a cup, or can I have a candy bar? Can I have a Donnie?
Can I have a Donnie?
Can I throw this Donnie away? Can I trade this Donnie in? You know, that type of thing.
Ooh, Sith Apprentice.
All right, Donnie, what's your trophy count, man?
Level 20 trophy count is 3356 44 platinums.
Man, you seem out of this.
I know.
Did you just like wake up or something like that, or what?
Yeah, you didn't hear my intro,
dude. I never pay attention to you half the time.
Exactly. That too.
That's where it came from, Donnie. Exactly. Exactly.
Dr. G Peds, where are you at?
I am very low on the whore totem pole with a level 8, a trophy count of 385, and a platinum of 2.
Well, you are married, so you really can't, you know.
Right, I am busy all the time wrangling that wang.
Wow.
All right, Moonshine, where are you at?
I should be right about exactly where I was this time last week. And so it's around 4,600, like level 24 and 46 platinums. And I'm sure Tricky's going to kick me off the site and the show because I raised my gamer score by about 2,000 points.
You're still smoking everyone else. And Hard Rock, what rank are you in the Old Republic?
Actually, right now, I'm a Sith. I mean, no, not a Sith. I'm actually a Jedi Guardian. Am I Guardian? No, I'm a Sentinel. I don't even know what I am anymore. I'm like that, so. I have lightsabers. That's the only thing I ever cared about. I don't like that. I am actually level 17. I've just gotten back into it right now, so I'm playing a Jedi. I'm a Jedi.
All right, tell us one awesome thing about the Old Republic.
It is
7 inches long.
Yep. 4 inches thick or wide, if you want to call it that way. Like that, so. No. It's a really good game. Like it's I've played other MMOs for about a month. I played WoW, I played Vindictus, I played a couple of other games and such. And this is the first one that I've just really like, yeah, like I want to keep playing this because like the other ones I don't think I knew like the backstory and the mythology on most of those games and such. This one is like this, it's freaking Star Wars, man. So you know, me being a big Star Wars fan, I love the whole thing about the Jedis and the Sith and the Republic and the Empire and all this other stuff. So I know like the backstories and such, you know, of how all this stuff started. So I think for me, it's just more interesting and it's, you know, you get to play a Jedi. I mean, that's really about it. You fight Sith. There's tons of Sith. It's not like it's the movies where it's like, oh, there's just like one Sith, a master and apprentice. No, there's like regular Sith just like walking around the place.
So there's Sith in the game?
Yeah, there's Sith. Play a Sith.
That is awesome. Okay. Well, I know that's what you've been playing most this week, Hard Rock, so we'll shoot it over to Moonshiner. What you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of Bulletstorm on the 360, finishing that up, and then I saw the Force Unleashed 2 for like $19 at Best Buy, so I picked that up and played through it on the Xbox 2. Already beat it on the PS3, and then I think I'm about to dig into some Gears of War.
Does that game have Sith?
It'd be better if it did. The Sith increase any game score. Exactly. It doesn't matter which.
Yeah, any game's better with Sith. Let's go to Dr. G Peds. What have you been playing?
I got addicted to Farmville yesterday. So I've been playing a lot of Farmville. I've been buying pigs and lambs and tobacco or some shit. Beans, maybe. Yeah, I think I've got some beans.
Why don't they just call that game Texas?
I looked for bandwidth and I couldn't find it. I wasn't allowed to farm any bandwidth. I'm kidding. No, I've been playing Call of Duty. That's it. Just Call of Duty.
All right, and Donnie, what you been playing? Okay, Donnie's not playing anything. Let's
Look! Put a sound, just put a sound clip in there of Donnie playing like some POS game or something like that. Just like...
My bad, I did it again. I was talking like crazy, but I had it on mute.
That's okay. PlayStation Plus February preview. Everyone, I think everyone on here is a Plus member.
Yeah, thanks to Tricky. Thanks, Tricky.
Yeah, okay. Nope.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just married to one.
Hey, well, this month, PlayStation Plus, they're giving us a couple good things for us long-term Plus subscribers. On the 7th, we get the Simpsons arcade game.
Yay! Hey.
That ought to be good, pretty good.
That is actually a good game. Like, I like that game.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it is.
It'll be kind of like... the X-Men arcade game we got.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, the Sith game. is the Simpsons game going to have the same thing, 4-player online co-op and everything?
I hope so.
Yeah,
That's what I'm looking forward to.
There should be no reason why they shouldn't have it. So.
Right.
Yeah, I call Lisa when we play, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I call Homer. I don't care. I like playing as Homer. Because he can be a Sith.
Okay, we also get Final Fantasy V, PS1 Classic. I know Donnie loves them old games.
Nah.
Listen to him. Nah. I bet you there's a Platinum Trophy. You'd be like, yeah, okay, I guess I'll play it.
Nah, that Platinum can't even get me in Final Fantasy. I really don't like Final Fantasy.
You'd play it if there was an easy Platinum. You know you would.
I'm not that much of a tricky.
Oh, I'm sorry. He has high standards of game. Don't you have like the Kung Fu Panda Kung Platinum? Kung Fu Panda 2.
No, I'm not about to go back into that.
But you have it. So we're moving on.
Yeah.
All right. February 14th, we got Far Cry 2, the full retail release, free on Valentine's Day for Plus people.
Everybody is going to be so busy downloading their or uploading their copy of Twisted Metal that they're not going to even bother.
Yeah, you're probably right. Far Cry. You guys got Far Cry?
First person. Ready? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll download it on the 15th.
Let's see. You're gonna download it off the PlayStation servers. How big is the download?
I don't know. It should be done by the 18th.
Right. Exactly.
Actually, I'll have it done in probably an hour or so. So
probably.
You quiet. You'll have it done in 10 minutes. You guys farm bandwidth over there where you guys are at. A 6 gig download, and it's just like, yeah, I can make me a sandwich, and it'll be done by the time I'm done.
Okay, and on the 21st, can you believe it? They're giving us 6 games. They're going to give us Altered Beast, Comic Zone, Golden Axe, Streets of Rage 2, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
You mean the 6 games they've already given us?
They ran out of free stuff? So what the heck?
They're gifting this to new PlayStation Plus subscribers?
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome. Hopefully next time they'll actually give a game that's, you know, that was made past 1995.
They totally blew their load on that one.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I'm sure there's a lot of people already commenting on that. Because, yeah, it's like, well, those 6 games I have no use for. The other three, yeah. So what do you guys think? Is Plus paying for itself still?
Nope.
I'm still a fan of it. I have no problem with it. I just wish they'd give away Ugly Americans so Carlos could play online with me since he refuses to buy it.
I would refuse that too. Man.
It's a fun little side-scrolling dual shooter, man.
No.
Are there Sith in it?
There should be. I bet the next patch will. Well, you're welcome to play anytime, Dr. G-Peds. I'm always needing somebody to play with in that game.
I want to play that. That's based on that cartoon, right? Or that show?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I want to play.
Some other notable discounts for Plus members. You can get Grand Theft Auto, the Complete Edition for $23.99. House of the Dead 3, you can get 30% off of that. Crazy Taxi, Sega Rally Arcade. Also 30% off. So that is all of the Plus stuff. And Moonshiner, guess what?
What's that?
The digital downloads of Vitas are going to have a little bit of a price cut.
Yeah, and let me guess, 10%?
Yes, 10%. Andrew Yoon went ahead and confirmed that finally confirmed that Vita games will sport a 10% discount over the retail counterparts.
Would that make me a douchebag if I complained that it wasn't like 15%? Of course, Donnie says no.
No.
Give it to him for free.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay. You buy this, we'll pay for the tax.
Yeah, $5 is hardly a discount because they do show $49.99 in the store. It'd be $44.99. Yeah, $10 would be a much more notable discount on my opinion anyways.
Well, I can't bitch about it. I mean, all I asked last week was that they come out and at least tell me what it's going to be.
Oh, you beat me to saying that.
I'm sorry, if you weren't playing the Old Republic, you'd have been able to get that in there.
Yeah.
No.
This kind of discount, only the Sith could be behind it.
Exactly. No, I was just about to say, like, you guys were just saying that you wanted the downloadable games to be cheaper, and now they're saying, okay, $5. Well, it would have been better with 10. Well, then shit, man. When are you guys going to be satisfied?
That's why I prefaced, would it make you a douche to say you wanted it a bigger discount? I'm glad they're going to discount it, and I'm glad they announced it now. So then you can decide which games you want to just go ahead and download, and then which ones you might want to buy physical copies of and decide to trade in later.
I say overall, it'd just be better just to download them all, unless you actually want the actual game in your hand or something like that. Because, I mean, it's a portable system, so it'd be better for you to just be able to upload a bunch of games to that very small, you know, memory stick that they're going to sell you.
But it don't look good as a collection as far as looking at them.
Why is he talking?
That irritates me about the no hardware for memory on the Vita.
I agree.
That bothers me. There's no gig of memory. Just bothers me.
It bothered me that it lied about the whole system, period.
You know, honestly, you really can't say they lied. They just gave out information when they wanted to.
Well, it was a deceitful piece of advertising.
Well, that's what advertising is. You watch Mad Men?
You watch what?
I said if you've ever watched Mad Men, that's what advertising is.
Oh, no, I don't watch that, but...
It was a Sith, Donnie. It was a Sith.
All those the ones behind.
It has to be.
All those venture capitalists.
Okay, well, Sony went ahead and secured a couple exclusive characters on the new Street Fighter versus Tekken game. You want to take a guess, Hard Rock, what characters they secured?
Sly Cooper?
No.
Kratos?
No.
Wait. It's probably going to be like Nathan Drake.
Sully?
Cole McGrath.
Oh my goodness, I left that open for a great joke and no one caught it. A Sith?
No, dude, you can't just throw it out there, man. It's got to be tastefully done.
Oh.
That's just wrong.
Oh, that's... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you soiled that one.
My bad.
Yes.
Okay, well...
You might want to consider that, taking that part out of the show. Just to let you know.
Yeah. All right. They went ahead and secured two exclusive characters. The overly wanted and demanded Mega Man by all the fans, which I don't know if you guys have seen the pictures of him. I don't know what the heck they did to Mega Man.
They couldn't find Beautiful Joe.
Mega Man looks like the next door neighbor to Shake, Fry, and Meatwad.
God,
they are the Aqua Team.
Yeah, look like they jacked him on steroids. It's not this little blue guy. He's just as huge.
They're like they stuffed this big guy in Mega Man's costume. They stuffed him in there.
And the second exclusive character that I think we all know, he's a master of combat. He's like a ninja. He's like a fourth degree black belt.
He's a Sith warrior, right?
Yep. He's the Sith known as Pac-Man.
Man, yeah, because, yeah, when you... Oh, man, I just... When you buy a fighting game, that's exactly what you want. Oh, man, we got exclusive DLC. Who is it? Pac-Man.
Wow. Yeah, I don't get that either. That's odd. In a fighting game?
This is Sony's chance to get some exclusive DLC. Get some good characters, some good fighting characters.
They have no characters of their own, Hard Rock. You know this.
How? Yeah, I know. How is he going to fight? He doesn't have any arms or legs.
He's going to go for your balls.
Waka, 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 waka.
I don't understand.
I'll explain to you after
the show.
I don't
think anyone does.
A moonshiner, what do you got to say about this?
I'm curious. I guess if Sony makes a commercial and puts every character in every one of their games in that commercial, they then cannot be in a Street Fighter game?
Too violent.
Okay.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and keep in the lines of fighting games. Street Fighter versus Tekken. DLC's leaked. They decided to give us a few packs. Apparently, all these packs are going to run Now, this is all the packs they're going to be releasing together. Is going to cost you another $55. They're going to go ahead and give you 6 new gems, some new costumes, and the characters featuring Cody, Guy, Christine, Akuma, and Ogre.
Nothing for Pac-Man?
Nothing for Pac-Man. They have nothing about putting a bow in his...
or an eye patch.
Wait. What game is this for again?
Street Fighter versus Tekken.
Huh. Yeah, that pretty much caps my interest. I'm like,
I never heard anyone, you know, on either podcast go, this game I am waiting for.
Well, this is all going to be DLC before Capcom, you know, repackages it and sells it again under a different name.
Oh, once again, he beats me to it again. I was just about to say that. I was like, you know what? I'll wait until the game drops to like $40 when they throw up the Ultimate Super Hyper Edition Super Combo version.
That game is making you slow.
Oh, wait, they got one free one. It's a
you play with the Old Republic too long, you'll go blind. Yep.
You'll get.
I firmly have my lightsaber right now.
They throw one free one in there. It's for editing color.
Okay, does anyone have a Metal pre-ordered at GameStop? Does anyone have Twisted Metal pre-ordered at GameStop?
No, it's pre-ordered from Amazon. Same day delivery for me.
Oh, okay. Well, anyone who's got Twisted Metal or is going to go pre-order at GameStop, GameStop decided, you know, why don't you be an asshole and go buy Twisted Metal and also get a coupon for a dozen roses at 100.
The fact that you only get $10 off is a laugh, because if she's conservative like me and likes to save a dollar, $10 off isn't worth it.
Well, that's a hint.
Yeah, don't get a $10 off gift card from GameStop.
Well, it's $10 off a dozen roses. I mean, wouldn't you want your man to save a little bit of money?
$10 is a joke, though.
I'm sure the lucky man you're married to, you would appreciate getting that $10 coupon.
Hey, Donnie.
Wait, you saying you're cheap?
No, Donnie. I just know that my wife would appreciate something like
that. Yeah, but I know that you could get them cheaper elsewhere, so $10 isn't enough.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day, we'll be able to spend time with our wives anyway, because Twisted Metal's online will probably work as good as the demos.
Yeah, but the thing is, as I keep saying, I'm headed right into story mode.
Yeah, me too. And as soon as my wife falls asleep, on come the headphones, and hey, hun, put your eye cover on. See you later. Glad I took care of you a little earlier.
Let her fall asleep. And put her eye cover on when you take care of business.
In a card.
No, I said, I hope I took care of it.
Yep. I just want steak in a card. And I want my steak cooked right, damn it.
Can he do it on the 13th so we can play on the 14th?
Hey, he gets off at 2:30, and I'll be home at 5:30, so he's got plenty of time to get a steak and a card.
Well, this is the game that got delayed from my wife's birthday, October 4th, to Valentine's Day, so he screwed me both ways.
Oh, well, we're going to go ahead and keep on the Twisted Metal. They now kind of releasing a little bit more information about the multiplayer. Turns out that Twisted Metal is going to take a kind of a page out of Call of Duty. There's going to be killstreak rewards. There's also going to be rank unlocks.
What? You mean there's games that are following what Call of Duty does?
Yep. I mean, I can't really blame anyone who, you know, copies, you know, kind of the killstreak system or, you know, whatever they want to name it. Because I'm sure is killstreaks probably, what do you want to call that? I mean, if you put it in a game, do you think Call of Duty could come after you for it?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
yeah, it's a generic term.
Yeah, everybody now, you know, most games nowadays try to have perks in them. It's just, you know, somebody's going to find the one perk in Twisted Metal that's going to totally, and they're going to totally exploit it. That's going to be able to get them cheap kills. And it's something like that's going to happen. I know it. Because usually whenever games do have perks, that's usually what happens. I mean, the Commando Pro thing, you know, Seymour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah, Commando Pro and Scavenger and a Noob Tube.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping that it's something that I can get into, because adding the kill streaks and rewards would give me a reason to play it. And if it's easy to play and other people play it, maybe I can add this game to my repertoire.
Speaking of playing, have you guys played the demo?
Yes, sir.
Few times I've been in it.
Have you guys played the online part?
No.
Yeah. Really? Moonshiner, you haven't been able to play it?
I have not been able to play it. Evidently, got to be able to farm bandwidth with the Siths in order to play.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I've been, I can count, I've probably been in 4 complete games.
Is it because Jaffe talks to you directly on Twitter?
Yes, he did. He tweeted me.
Wow. He tweeted him. I saw that tweet. All it said was, leave me alone.
Leave me alone, stalker.
Stop tweeting me about rubbing the case up and down your body.
I don't care about your Titanic wang. I read that one.
Yeah, but yeah, eventually somewhere in the legal terms where it says, do you accept the agreements from all the legal mumbo jumbo that you had to agree to, on there it said the demo must be blacked out in Texas for some odd reason, because me and Moonshiner just cannot get into an online game for some reason.
Not at all. I've tried yesterday, today, day before. No, not working.
Yep.
Blacked out in Michigan too.
It's not the only one that's having problems though, because I have a hard time getting into play with my friends still on Call of Duty. And this game has been out for a long time.
Jaffe mentioned on Twitter today that there is still a problem and they're still working on it.
And he sent this to you directly, correct?
Yeah, your new BFF.
Yes. Yeah. he goes, why don't you come talk to me in the kitchen?
That's all I've heard about since it happened.
Yeah, supposedly you guys talk in the kitchen. You like go grab a beer. So.
Yes. I feel you so like... bad saying this stuff. I look so bad now.
Trophy Horse anyway. 57, Alone Time with David Jaffe.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
Mr. Jaffe.
Moving on.
I heard them walk in the other room, shut the door, and Jaffe goes, wow, it is Titanic.
Moving on.
Ouch.
Okay. All right, back to the ranking system. Jaffe went ahead and said that these, in the ranking system, when you unlock stuff, they are not upgrades, they're simply unlocks. They're not meant to make the game imbalanced, which means, you know, you never know how unbalanced shit is until it gets out into the wild anyway.
Well, fire's not meant to burn you, but it still does.
Okay, and some of the kill streaks he mentioned, there's going to be kind of like an unlimited turbo for a bit, mega gun, red mega gun upgrade.
Start that again. It's going to be unlimited turbo.
Yep.
So that would be
for a timed period.
So that would be the endurance perk and
The mega gun, which probably be mega machine guns.
Mega machine guns. That would be.
Stopping power.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Rapid fire. Do you think?
Yeah, the rapid fire. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Okay, and then they had the red mega gun. Maybe that one would be stopping power.
That's a stopping. Yeah, probably so.
Okay, and those are all the ones that he mentioned so far. As he goes into saying again, the kill streaks are balanced.
Famous last words.
Yeah, kill streaks are intentionally put into the game to intensify the struggle to stay alive.
Yeah, Infinity Ward said, yeah, Modern Warfare 2, it's balanced. We balanced it from Call of Duty 4. Yeah.
Yeah, when you can rock a freaking machine gun and a shotgun.
Javelin glitchers, people.
Yeah.
Say more. Let's stop comparing Twisted Metal to Call of Duty, because they're...
Yeah, they're completely different.
Well, I could keep going for like the next 10 minutes, and I know we got to move on. So.
Okay, and they also confirmed the hardest trophy in the game. And apparently to get the hardest trophy in the game, a player must freeze an enemy. Once the enemy is frozen, they must hit him again with another freeze, which will bounce back, killing him, which is much like Sub-Zero's freeze. And the trophy requires you to kill yourself when the freeze blast is reflected.
And the controller is going to tell, so you can only do it with your right hand, standing on your left leg, and... Okay.
Well, just because he said it's a hard trophy, I think Tricky's out from playing Twisted Metal.
No, if you can make private matches, you can just probably just boost this. It's...
Yeah, someone will figure out how to...
Just park in front of me. Park in front of me. Let me hit you with my freeze.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what's going to happen. Oh, look, private matches. We can do this. Unless they nerf it so that you can't get trophies in private matches, people will still get it.
Do it only in ranked matches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll stand there for you and let you freeze me.
No. That won't even work because, I mean, look at SoCon Confrontation. You remember that? It was like, oh, you can only earn trophies in ranked matches. Well, yeah, guess what? They glitched that trophy.
Did they?
Yeah, SoCon Confrontation, the one made by Slant Six Games.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the one where you could, like, pop all the trophies and, like,
yes.
One time?
Yeah, all you had to do was just, like, do some weird stuff or, like, save somebody else's game on your system, and then it will tell you, it's like, oh, you did not earn a trophy, play a ranked match, and then they all just, like, instant. You know, almost one by one just started popping until you got the platinum.
Well, I got 0% trophies in that game. I liked it so much I quit playing it.
Yeah, that game was too broken at launch that I just couldn't even play it. So I kept
my headset and sold the game.
Yeah, I still to this day say that I bought a Bluetooth headset and I got a free copy of SoCon Confrontation with it.
Yeah, because the headset costs just as much as the game does.
Exactly.
$50, yeah. Okay, well, let's go ahead and go to our next topic. PSN's best-selling games of 2011. Does anyone, do we want to do like a 10 to 1, or do we want to take a guess of what's number one?
What?
You want to take a guess of what number one is?
Okay, everybody needs to take a guess. Doctor?
Tetris.
Oh, you cheated.
That's my favorite game. So why would it? It would be the best forever.
It's not Uncharted 3?
It's not. That is not a PSN game.
Did Tetris outsell it?
I'd like to see them numbers, actually.
Sony won't ever release those.
No.
Over a lifetime.
I'm shocked at 2. Resident Evil 4 is number 2.
Okay, let's go ahead and just go down the list. Number one selling game, this is just PSN titles, no minis. We got Tetris is number one. Number two, I think this is kind of high on the list, Resident Evil 4.
I say I'm shocked at that.
Wasn't it given away for free? That probably had something to do with its numbers.
Was it?
No, they didn't.
PlayStation Plus get a big discount or something on it, or am I dreaming that? Yeah. Seems like no, that was
yeah, awesome. Yeah, $10, so you were able to buy it for $20, the Gold Edition.
Resident Evil 4?
No, Resident Evil 4, Hard Rock.
Oh, Resident Evil 4? Really?
Everyone's
like,
it.
Really? Number 2?
I was thinking 5.
It wow. seemed like PlayStation Plus could get it half price or something when it first came out. That's probably why it got up there so high.
Yeah, when it first came out, it was on discount. So,
okay, number three, we knew this sold well. Infamous Festival of Blood.
Yeah, that was a good one. It was a good DLC. I liked it.
I would have liked to play that or to watch it being played.
That's what she said.
I like that too.
Yeah, talk to me after the show.
I think I'll be making a trip to Texas.
Okay, number four, Back to the Future, the game.
Why?
Oh, wow, she beat me to it. I was just about to say that. I was like, really? Why?
I don't understand why it's number four. Maybe because it was so anticipated and then everybody played it and we're like, let's not put it on there anymore.
The entire game?
Yeah, it says the entire game, the full series, number four.
Wow.
Well, if y'all think that one's bad, try Jurassic Park. That one is horrible.
Yeah, I heard that one was bad.
That looks terrible.
I would have at least given it a shot. I used to play the Jurassic Park arcade game with the little Jeep, and it shook around. You would shake, and you would play and kill the dinosaurs. It was awesome.
That's different. That's actually, yeah, that's fun.
that was a light gun game, right?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. I think I remember which one it was. That one actually was pretty good.
You guys remember the Afterburner arcade machine?
Yep. Oh, yeah. You got to sit in the seat, and they had the hydraulics that moved you up and down, lift, and all this other stuff. And oh, that's great.
Yeah, back then arcades rocked.
But I couldn't believe it. It was like 75 cents for a game. I was like, this thing is insane. Yeah. This thing better be the most awesome experience I ever had. And then I played it the first time. I was like, whoa.
Here's $20. Give me quarters. Okay, number 5, Dungeon Hunter Alliance. I didn't play this. Any of you guys?
Dungeon Hunter? Was it a Japanese game?
No idea.
Okay. I guess I'll take the word of all those people that downloaded it. Then it's a good game.
Number 6, a game I know 3 of us have, Castle Crashers.
Yep,
After its long await to hit PSN, it finally hit number 6.
Pretty decent game. I don't got it.
Number 7, and I hear it's a scary game, some people say, Limbo.
Oh, that's very eerie.
Oh, is that what it is?
that game is very eerie. I mean, there's hardly any music. It's almost, you know, you basically just like walk in the shadows, and it's just, man. I mean, the name of the studio is Play Dead Studios. So that should tell you right there something about it. So, but yeah.
I want to play that.
Yeah, it's just very eerie. I mean, you see like a lot of like death, and you know, there's characters that look scared, and you don't quite know if they're like in heaven, hell, if it's literally like Limbo. So I'm trying to remember the name of the, was it Play Dead Studios? I don't want to.
Tricky said it's scary.
Well, Tricky's scared by his own shadow.
No, he can't play that game, actually, to tell you the truth.
He's kind of a wuss when it comes to stuff.
Yeah, developers Play Dead. Yep, I was right. What am I talking about? I'm always right.
All right, another game I think 3 of us have, Battlefield 1943.
Yeah, I can understand that because remember how we were all supposed to get a free copy of it when we bought Battlefield 3? So they gave it free to everybody, so yeah, I can kind of understand that.
Yeah, it's only number 8. Number 9, I know Donnie has this. I don't know if anyone else does. Mortal Kombat Arcade Collection.
You would be wrong.
Oh, you don't have
Tricky it? Had it. No, Tricky had it, and I got it from him, but PlayStation took it away from me.
Well, I appreciate the two of y'all being the reason I only can use 2 of my PlayStations in my house.
People who...
You need to get them deactivated.
Okay, last one on the list, Magic the Gathering.
Oh my god, that's what, on
but
the
why
list?
Not though? But why not? Think about all the nerds that play that are card game players. I don't see anything wrong. I would not expect anything less than a top 10 list than a card game.
Oh my goodness.
I've never played it, but I wouldn't expect it not to be there.
If that's on the list, they should have put Free Rams on the list then.
It obviously wasn't up there. You don't make the cut, you don't make the cut.
Which game?
Magic the Gathering?
Magic.
Oh, yeah, Magic. No. I haven't played that one. I play Hero Academy.
Yes. Very good game.
I'm trying
which
to
actually
lose.
Reminds, which actually reminds me, Mr. Wang. I've actually got to make some moves against you.
Yep, it's your turn. Okay, we got another top 10, but we're only going to... I'm just going to do the top 3. Take a wild guess for everyone. This is overall top PSN downloads for any content on the store. Can anyone
Uncharted map packs?
Can anyone guess what the top 3 most downloaded thing in the store is?
It's got to be Uncharted map packs.
The Uncharted 3 map packs. Then the next one would be the Uncharted 2 map packs. And then afterwards would be the Uncharted icons.
No, it has to be MLB the Show, because even I downloaded one of their downloads. I got some an avatar.
Okay, wait. This is paid DLC or free DLC?
Overall.
Yeah.
Overall
most purchased.
It's got to be Uncharted map packs.
Yeah.
No. Even without a small guess in the wrong direction would even put me at Call of Duty.
Well, no shit. Call of Duty.
No, it's actually the Sith pack for the Force Unleashed.
Really?
Yeah, it's the farming bandwidth edition.
Yes, but the top three, no surprise, all three map packs for Black Ops in 2011.
Yep. And they actually rounded out the top 10 list with a fourth. Number six was Call of Duty Resurrection.
Yeah. Deal.
For Black Ops. So it's four.
People are sheep. Bah.
I will hit on number seven, which I'm kind of surprised. Overall, most purchased. Angry Birds. It's a PSP Mini. There's, you can get it free on your iPhone.
I don't get why Plants vs. Zombies isn't on that list.
Because the PSN version sucks.
Aw.
It does. I'm sorry. It plays better on a touchscreen.
Mm-hmm.
Plants vs. Zombies does.
Well, I agree with that, but it was pretty popular.
Yeah, I think after the sixth time they ported it to something, I don't think it's going to sell that much anymore. Plus, also the fact you have to remember is that, once again, if you buy Plants vs. Zombies on iOS, what is it, $2 or something? On the PlayStation Network, it's what, $15?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, no way. No way am I going to pay something that's, $15 over here than when I can pay it for $1 or $2.
True.
I have spoken.
Wow.
It is written.
For it is told. Okay, let's go ahead and hit on the last topic of the agenda. There is going to be no online pass for Syndicate. If anyone can believe that. Jeff Gaiman went ahead and got quoted. He goes, "We want little resistance or barriers to the entry as possible. We want everyone who owns a copy of the game to have access to the entire product. Under normal circumstances, we would have had an online pass, but because it is not competitive multiplayer, and because we want to get as many people in the game playing co-op, this is the easy way to do it without an online pass."
There you go. I mean, that's the best thing to do. There's no competitive multiplayer in that game, so you're not going to have the deathmatch, the team deathmatch, capture the flag, bullcrap that you usually do. They're not going to tack anything on there. All it is just a four-player online co-op. So they say there's no reason to put the online pass.
Now this is EA, right?
This is EA, yep. It's been, what's the name of the studio? Starbreeze. Starbreeze Studio is the one who's developing it. EA is publishing it. It's interesting. I mean, I played the demo. I mean, probably by the time you're listening to this, there's actually, I would have written up a preview about it on the website. If you go to provengamer.com, I actually recorded some gameplay of it. It's rather interesting. I mean, the original games were for the PC. They were tactical, shooters. So you were able to tell your characters, go here, hide here, almost, give them commands and such like that. This time they turned it into just a full on first person shooter. So it's interesting. It's good. So we'll just have to see whether or not the not having an online pass thing will actually, help them get some sales.
What do you think about the no online pass, Donnie?
Great.
He thinks he should get it for free.
That's A1 in my book, no matter if the game whack or good. Free online pass? With no online pass, I mean, hey, gangster.
Okay, Moonshiner.
Doesn't bother me either way. I'm glad to see not everybody's going that route, but it's a short time before they do. Read Moonshine Alley, the last one. You'll see what I think about what they're going to do with online passes and used game sales.
Exclusively at provengamer.com.
That's right. You ain't going to get your moonshine anywhere else. All right, well, that goes ahead and brings us to the end of the show. All right, we got shout-outs. I'm just throwing it out there. Yep. Who's got shout-outs?
I got a shout-out. I got one. I got a big, fat 7 million unit sold lead shout-out for Tricky. And just want him to know that Tales of Innocence for the PS Vita, released only in Japan, outsold Uncharted 3 worldwide last week. Oh, and a hard rocking guy for coming on. Appreciate it, bud.
There you go. No, I've been picking up the slack for this thing a long time. I got no problem.
What? Oh.
No, that wasn't directed at you. But if you want to take offense, then I won't stop you.
I'm doing this kind of free flowing. So anyone else got any shout outs?
Shout out to everybody who's here listening and keep on listening.
I want to give a shout out to Burritos with an E. Which actually reminds me, I'm going to be going and go get some breakfast again tomorrow. So you guys need to tell me what you guys want.
Give me a egg, bean and cheese.
I can actually do that.
I can too, but I'd like the one from you.
I'm so jealous. I miss Southern food. I do. The good Southern.
You gotta trade it in. Do you want Tex-Mex or do you want to be able to farm bandwidth? You can't have both.
Can't have both there.
That's okay. I get to Phoenix at least once every 2 years. I'll live. Being from Albuquerque and all, I miss the food. The authenticism.
Yes. Texas.
I like Texas.
Oh, we like it too. That's where we live here.
Okay.
I'll give a shout out to everyone at Proven Gamer. Thanks again, guys. Thanks to Sandosaurus Rex, who asked for more Dr. G Peds and Twisted Metal, so I don't have to put up with my husband, who's all into rom-coms for the evening on Valentine's Day. Could give him something else to do other than me. Yay.
Sandosaurus Rex. He was the one who came on the show just like a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yes. Sandosaurus.
He was the one who said he had only played Resident Evil 5, right?
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, just for future reference, Resident Evil 2 is better than Resident Evil 4, which is better than Resident Evil 3, which is better than the first Resident Evil, which all of them are better than Resident Evil 5. Just to let you know.
Nah.
And my last shout out to Ruthie. Trust me, I am on the roof. That's okay. It.
Okay. Is that it?
Well, you asked.
Yeah. Well, good. Yeah, any other shout outs? Everyone's quiet.
Oh, and boobies. Boobies are great.
Boobies.
Boobies.
Yeah. Boobies.
They make me,
scooters,
they make me smile.
They make everybody smile, dude.
Oh, speaking of boobies, make sure to listen to Risa Gamer this week. What are we going to be talking about this week, Hard Rock?
We actually will be talking about boobies.
Boobies.
Boobies. We will actually be talking about Nintendo coming into the current generation of gaming finally, and we also will be talking about going broke with Steam and the Humble Indie Bundle going for Android. How easy it is to buy PC games. It's just you will go broke. Plus boobies.
Boobies.
Boobies, hooters, honkers.
I even think we brought someone on who has a pair, right?
We brought an expert in the field of boobies because we needed somebody who who knew them firsthand. You know, spent time with them in the wild, basically, something like that.
I didn't spend that much time with them.
I'm very familiar with my pair.
Hey, everybody, Donnie's awake.
Yeah, we're talking about capital titties.
Yep. Oh, I want to give a shout-out.
That he wakes up for.
Yeah, actually, I want to give a shout-out to the Kingdom Hearts 3D. Nintendo 3DS. That's coming out on the Nintendo 3DS. Bonnie, did you know that?
Yes. Thanks to you. Thanks for giving me the news.
I'm going to live stream it for you, brother.
Thanks,
I will tune in for that live stream.
Yes, I would too. I want to know where the story takes me.
You might even get a special show. Now, a word from our sponsor.
Yeah, if you look close enough in the camera, you might see the Old Republic.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'd love to give a shout out to the Sith. So I'd like to give a shout out to.
Good. You give into your anger.
All right, well, now we're done with shout outs. Let's go ahead and do our housekeeping. You can contact us all on Twitter. You can go ahead and get a, you can email the show, trophyhorrors@provengamer.com. You can go ahead and find us on Facebook. Type in Proven Gamer. We should come right up. We got a Proven Gamer Steam group, which is headed up by...
Boobies.
By Boobies. Just look up Proven Gamer, and you'll see Boobies, and click on them.
I'm actually the head of the Steam group, so just go over there, sign up, completely free. I haven't started charging for anybody. Not yet, anyways. So,
Go ahead and you can check us out on YouTube. Go to Official Proven Gamer on YouTube, because... some guy seems to think he's more proven than we are.
That's a freaking lie.
Yeah, his lawyers were a lot more tough than ours.
Yeah.
Okay.
I offered him a breakfast burrito, but he said no. So.
Hey, better not be asked.
That's all you offered him?
Well, shit, no, you got to start low, man. You can't just like, oh, here, I'll give you a copy of Kingdom Hearts 3DS or something like that. Right.
You should have offered him a Dr. G-Ped's cheesecake.
Yeah, I know what that means.
Now that I've totally derailed Wang.
Oh, no, that's all right. We're sit back. You know, Tricky's not here. The stress level's down.
I can sleep.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, go back to sleep, Donnie. Don't worry about it.
Go ahead.
You can
Go ahead.
You can ask. Are you serious? Can I go now?
You go.
One, two, three, me. You can ask to be my friend on PSN too. I am DR_G_PEDS, Dr. G Peds.
There you go.
And I accept friends requests.
And cash.
And pastries from Carlo's Bakery, because Valentine's Day is coming up.
There you go.
Yes, you should get someone that you want to say you're sorry to pastries. They make awesome chocolate boxes. She may forgive you if you send her chocolate.
Wang, finish the housekeeping.
Oh, yes. Go ahead. Head us over to iTunes. Give us, go ahead and click a 5-star rating while you're waiting for us to download. If you want to, go ahead, leave us a little comment. Let us know what we're doing right, doing wrong, not doing, who we should be doing. All that good stuff. While you're there, why don't you make sure to look up our other fine podcast. We got Reset Gamer, which is hosted by Hard Rockin' Guy, the Gentleman's Podcast. Come join me, Hard Rock, and Caleb as we talk about movies and video games and... pregnancy scares. We talk about everything.
Boobies. We talked about boobies last episode.
And boobies. You are not going to get that news anywhere else. Go ahead and listen to PG Spoilers. There's two episodes. Surely you guys have played Arkham City or Uncharted 3 by now, so go ahead and listen to our spoiler cast. And we also have the DC Wo Show, which you can listen to them talk about whatever's going on in DC Wo. Or maybe about the 1.34 gigabyte update they released today.
That's pretty big.
That's what she said.
Like,
I set these up and I was, what? Huh? What?
Huh? What? Donnie, go back to sleep.
That's what I imagine he sounds like when he's sleeping.
Nope, I don't. That's Ashley... Lakira, the wifey.
No, he whines like a little puppy. You know how they when they sleep. That's what I picture him doing.
He's like, no, Tricky, no.
If anybody wants to know what Titanic Wang sounds like, just hit me up at 11 o'clock if I'm playing Call of Duty, because you can hear him lying next to me.
Dude, your wife is telling me to call her at 11 o'clock after you're asleep.
Hit me up on Call of Duty. I'll be there.
Oh, well, if you want to call in and talk about how Hard Rock's hanging out with my wife after I go to sleep, go ahead and call. These people are dying. Tell me how messed up that is.
He's not the only one.
You haven't told them about us yet, have you?
I've never hung out with you past after hours, Donnie.
It's an amazing experience, dude. Trust me.
We'll go with that.
I
now that we've completely derailed Wang once again.
This is turning into Reset. It's
Go ahead and finish.
That's not true. We have some structure.
Seriously,
on the show.
You are taking too long. Nope, finish. We're
done. What? I'm taking too long.
It's hurting her.
Finish.
Stop.
I finished 10 minutes ago.
You couldn't tell?
I completely missed the sigh of relief.
Are you going to hit the outro music already?
Okay.
No, because we haven't gotten closing statements.
It's not that show.
What do you mean it's not that
not
show?
The show.
It's not the Gentleman's Podcast.
Gentleman's. Oh.
Attractive people agree that Reset Gamer is the Gentleman's Podcast.
All right.
So I don't get to rub it in at all?
Let him finish the show. Let him finish. Go.
Oh. Listen to this, viewers. You just got a small taste of what Titanic deals with on a daily basis. Donnie, you always wondered what went on behind the scenes.
Yes, I did. Now I know.
He is good, like good, king.
Yeah, because goodness knows he's barely on the show as it is. So.
Yeah, she keeps interrupting me when I'm doing something, and it's, why is it taking so long?
And the conversation usually happens when he's in the bathroom. It's like, why are you taking so long?
I'm playing the Old Republic.
End the show.
Okay, until next week, guys. Happy trophy hunting.
Oh, peace out. Capital titties.
Boobies.
You're a pervert.
See you bastards online.
And...
with some hardcore gamers, if we had a gamer score, it would be very high. No lie, low call, tricky, Titanic way. And that boy Donnie about to have ya go insane. Who can we blame? Y'all. For loving us so much, and we gon' give it all. And I'ma take the time, I'ma take a little pause.
Thank y'all for downloading another show. Y'all some true
trophy whores.
Did you guys really think just because I wasn't on this week's show, I was going to let the Super Bowl victory of the New York Giants pass and not mention it? Come on now. Oh, and Hard Rock? Suck it.